And the title of his presentation is The Breeding Management System, an Integrated Software Product to Manage a Modern Plant Breeding Program.
Good afternoon, everybody. So what I'd like to do this afternoon is give you a brief taster of the breeding management system that we've been developing as part of the Integrated Breeding Platform. And we're based at CIMMYT in Mexico, although the team itself is quite dispersed. This afternoon, I would like to touch on, give you an introduction to the Integrated Breeding Platform itself, the integrated breeding and genotyping databases that we have, the breeding management system, which is our main piece of software to run a breeding program, the ontology management system that forms part of the BMS, efforts to link to other public crop breeding initiatives, and finally a few slides on our strategy to deploy the software to our partners globally. So the Integrated Breeding Platform itself was conceived during phase two of the Generation Challenge Program. And the Generation Challenge Program was a 10-year initiative to support projects in a range of different plant species focusing on abiotic stress tolerance. So it was supported by a number of different organizations, Gates Foundation, European Union, other USAID and other sponsors. And during phase two, the second half of the GCP, the second 5 years, there was a desire to try and develop what we're calling now the Integrated Breeding Platform, which had two main aims. One was to improve the efficiency of plant breeding programs in developing countries, and also to enable plant breeders access to modern breeding technologies, breeding materials that are coming out of the GCP projects, and other related information in a centralized, integrated, and practical manner. A one-stop shop, as we commonly call it. And the web page, the web address for the Integrated Breeding Platform is just there, and we'll come back to that. So the IBP, the Integrated Breeding Platform, is essentially a set of different things. It's a number of software tools, of which the primary tool is our BMS, the Breeding Management System. It's a set of breeding services and products. For example, we provide genotyping support services to our IBP clients. We through SNP genotyping with LGC Genomics in the UK, where people who register with us can get a subsidized price for their SNP genotyping. And it's really a way to introduce developing country scientists with experience in using SNP genotyping, using SNP data, analyzing SNP data, that sort of thing. We also have access or provide access or information on companies that do trait and metabolite screening, information on drought phenotyping, etc., general phenotyping, climate resources. And then we have another element that's to do with professional support, where we are supporting the establishment of regional hubs throughout the world to promote the use of the BMS and also our services that we provide, and also to provide training and capacity building for scientists, for plant breeders. So if I turn to the breeding management system, the core features of the BMS, we have four main areas within the BMS. One is on program information and management. You come and work in your workbench, you have a study browser, you can do various queries that you're interested in. We have an ontology management tool that I'll come back to later, where we're currently supporting 10 crops. We have a tool to import germplasm lists, and also phenotypic data, import of trial data into the system. We have a section on what we're calling breeding activities, where you can manage your germplasm lists, set up new germplasm lists, create germplasm lists for making crosses, or setting up a trial or a nursery. We have a crossing manager, a nursery manager with some seed inventory capabilities, and a trial manager. And then within the BMS, we also have a section on statistical analysis, a tool we're calling BreedingView, which allows the breeder to do some simple analysis, single-site analysis, multi-site GYA analysis, multi-year multi-site analysis, some capacity for market rate association, for a QTL analysis pipeline, and some quality assurance tools. And then the final box details some market-specific breeding tools that we package in the BMS. We have some genotypic data management system, some pipelines for QTL analysis, and then a couple of tools more on market implementation, molecular breeding decision tool, which is a back-crossing tool, and Optimus, a tool used a lot for stacking favorable QTL alleles within a population, and I'll have a slide or two of those later. So the integrated breeding database contains three things. It has a genealogy management system, which allows you to manage germplasm nomenclature, passport data, pedigrees and breeding history. A phenotyping data management system allows you to manage your trial data, characterization, evaluation data. And these are annotated with our crop research and crop trait ontologies. And then we have a genotypic data management system, GDMS we call it, which primarily deals with medium density fingerprinted data. We weren't setting out to develop a database that would hold millions or hundreds of thousands of marker data, SNP data, because those databases exist already. What we were doing is really focusing on applications of markers for simple market rate associations, marketed selection, back crossing, the sorts of thousands of markers you might need to do those sorts of activities. The original database that we were using when we first developed the BMS, the Breeding Management System, was ICIS, the International Crop Information Database. And this was an open source, open license, generic crop information system that's developed a while ago by research in the CGIR and CGIR partners. In 2013, we went back to this database and we reviewed whether it was still relevant for the BMS, whether we could do something different or improve it in some ways, and mainly because the current system, as it was, suffered performance and complexity problems. It wasn't intuitive, and we wanted to test whether there are any other. We wanted to see whether there are any other solutions out there that would actually serve our needs better, and we looked at a few solutions, and the outcome was that we thought Shadow, with the natural diversity data extensions, showed a good fit to some of the questions we thought the breeders might be wanting to ask of the data. And so we've taken an additive approach to table inclusion. So in this graphic, you'll see that this is the database schema as it is today in the BMS. And those modules in pink are the ICIS modules. We haven't completely got rid of ICIS. We've kept some of the modules to do with location, germplasm, inventory, but we also now include some modules coming from Shadow. Okay, and this may change over the coming months. There may be some more modules coming from Shadow that we also plug into our BMS database. So I briefly mentioned the ontology management system we have in the BMS. This is some work that goes back quite a few years with Elizabeth Arnault and her team at Bioversity, amongst other people, and back to the Generation Challenge Program days, in fact. And we've developed a number of crop ontologies or trait dictionaries for different crops. And so now when you install the BMS on your machine, it comes preloaded with crop, location, and breeding ontologies. And we've spent this year quite an effort to streamline and reconcile the ontologies so that today we have, as I said earlier, we have 10 crops that we support. These crops here, bean, cassava, chickpea, cowpea, groundnut, maize, rice, sorghum, soybean, and wheat. And these crops are basically the mandated crops that we were working on in the Generation Challenge Program. And the next crops that will be coming along in the system will be yam, pearl millet, barley, sunflower, sweet potato, and oats. And then we've had interest from different parties to develop ontologies, crop ontologies for cocoa, coffee, forages, banana, potato, and teff. And so we're very interested in working with anybody who, if there's a crop there that's in this list that's not represented, to work with those people to develop a crop ontology so we can get it into the BMS and you can use the BMS. And all these, this is just an example of the screen in the BMS where you can manage the ontologies. They're fully customizable. If there are traits that are not there that you use on a regular basis, you can add those traits to the ontology. You can modify the name of the trait. You may be happy with what we're calling it, but you can use an alias and rename that trait. And then it has a link from the BMS to the cropontology.org. So this is what you see when you launch the breeding management system. It's launched through a web browser. You don't need to be on the internet to use the breeding management system. You create an account. You just use your name and password, and then this is the first place you come into. It's the BMS workbench, which allows you to create breeding programs. Here we have a breeding program: pearl millet, sorghum, maize, and then another program in sorghum. This is where you would have all your programs, and you would have easy access to the list you've created or the nurseries and trials that you've created without actually having to go into these programs. But this is everything on the left-hand side is where you would work. All the different functionality is present on the left-hand side of the screen. And you would normally, or our users would normally come in through managing lists, creating new lists for making crosses or making trials, that sort of thing, searching for germplasm and be able to see some basic information about the germplasm, any attribute data that goes to that germplasm, pedigree information, the pedigree tree for that germplasm, alternate names, those sorts of things. Moving to our crossing manager, be able to take those lists that you've created for your male and female parents, bring them in here, make your crosses, set up your crosses here, and then create your nursery. And here we basically you go through these different tabs. You set up your nursery, where the nursery is going to be located, who's doing the nursery, etc. Bring in the germplasm and any checks you might have in that nursery, and then what measurements you plan to take on in that nursery. So we have an example here for, I guess it's for maize, where they have a nursery with a number of traits, GLS, NCLB, etc., for this nursery. And then the same, similar for the trial manager, you basically set up a new trial and you work through these tabs, the basic settings for that trial, what germplasm you want to put in the trial, treatment factors, if any, like amount of nitrogen you're using in the trial, number of environments you want to evaluate the germplasm in, different locations, what experimental design you plan to use for that trial, and then what traits you intend to measure on that trial. Okay, and then from that we provide support for electronic data capture. Most of our users are still using pen and paper, but a lot of them are now turning towards, they want to use tablets, phones to collect their data on, and so we provide support for a number of these things. The first one is Fieldbook, which is Jesse Poland's app from Kansas State University. A number of our users in the different CG centres, for example, in sorghum are using that app now. Another app is KD Smart from Diversity Arrays, which is an app that CIMIT are using quite extensively. And then we also have an app from Erie called FieldLab. And then finally, you can export just a CSV file if you want to still print out those field books and give them to your technician and go to the field. Okay. We have some basic functionality for statistical analysis in the BMS, and we went for a simple graphical interface, a pipeline approach to rapidly analyze data. And this is an example of a single site analysis that's in BreedingView. BreedingView is linked, is integrated fully in the BMS, so that you select the study you wish to analyze, fill out a number of boxes here, select the design, how many reps you had, what are the genotypes, etc., and then it sends that to BreedingView, and then you can use the pipeline to analyze the data. So the user would come in at this point, and the analysis would proceed until the end. And then each of these modules is customizable, so you can go into each of those modules and change the settings, etc. Okay, this is a tool that was developed primarily with our partners at Wageningen University and with VSNI, who produced GenStat. And the pipeline is available both for as GenStat modules or R scripts. And at the moment, as I said, we a breeder is able to do a simple single site analysis, GBA analysis, and a QTL detection. I'm going to move along. These are some examples of the other pipelines we have. We also have a two marker implementation tools, OptiMass, which is developed by our colleagues at INRA in France, and Molecular Breeding Decision Tool, which is the back crossing tool developed by colleagues at ICRISAT, and they are as part of the BMS. We have been working, and this was mentioned already in the last presentation, we're working with colleagues on this plant breeding API, because we recognize that the BMS doesn't have perhaps all the functionality that somebody might need. It has the basic day-to-day functionality that a breeder might want to use, but perhaps a breeder might want to do some genomic selection, for example, and we don't have that a GS tool in our toolbox. So we're working with this plant breeding API to expose our data. So for example, the BMS could expose some of our phenotypic data to Gobi, the project at Cornell, and send the genotyping data to Gobi, phenotyping data to Gobi, do the analysis, get the estimated breeding values back into the BMS for the breeder to then make the selections. And this is just an example of some of the partners, members of the collaboration, and it's open. It's not closed. It's not a club. There are, if other parties are interested in working and to get their data or link to other systems, they're welcome to. Finally, we're working on deployment of the BMS to different regions. We started last December developing a deployment strategy, and we have set up hubs in different institutes in different locations: East and South Africa, West and Central Africa, and South and Southeast Asia. This is just a graphic showing where some of our active hubs are: CAS in China, Biotech in Thailand, ICRISAT in India, BECA in Nairobi, IITA in Nigeria, Africa Rice Benin, CERAS in Senegal, and we're supporting staff there, technical support staff, who will work with BMS users to help in their day-to-day problems or issues they have with the BMS. And for more information, go to our website, integratedbreeding.net, where you'll be able to download the latest version of the BMS, download tutorials, YouTube videos on how to use the BMS, access genotyping services through LGC, and find that the credits, the BMS and the integrated breeding platform wouldn't be here without work from our partners, many in the CG system, but also VSNI, Wageningen University, CAS, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, and also through the generous support of people like the Gates Foundation, European Union, UK, the CG itself, Swiss government, and IFAD. And that's where I'll leave it. Thank you.